Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. At some point tomorrow, most of us will probably pause to remember where we were 13 years ago. That, of course, was when two jetliners controlled by terrorists slammed into the Twin Towers in New York City, that is, killing some 3,000 people. We're remembering that anniversary and its aftermath today by discussing how to teach the event to people who are too young to remember or who were born since. That's in a few minutes. But first, the first anniversary of the attack caused one local man to commemorate the date in a most unusual way. Little did he know that what would come to be known as the March to the Arch would grow far beyond what began as a personal family affair. He is Kirkwood resident Bo Drockelman, and he joins me in studio. In a moment, we'll be joined by phone with Paul Carlock of St. Charles, who was a participant in that march. I welcome you both. Bo, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Don, very much.
Explain, if you would, what March to the Arch is all about.
Well, March to the Arch is a walk that commemorates the event on 9/11. We're doing that to honor those who died on 9/11. We are also doing that same walk for all other Americans who've died just because they've been an American. We obviously lost a lot of lives that day, and we want to remember it.
And a lot of lives since, we might as well point out. How did it get started? What was it, a serendipitous kind of thing, or was it well-planned? How did it go?
Well, it wasn't well-planned, I can tell you that. but I had been the thought that I had to do something had been percolating for a year, and different events had caused me not to be able to do something physically. But I knew that when I did something, it couldn't be just writing a check to the victims or making a comment. It served a twofold purpose for me. I had to honor those victims with some kind of sacrifice, and it also helped me by causing me discomfort. I mean, it couldn't be just easy. And so it came together. I kept putting things together in my mind. And eventually on that first anniversary at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I had my own business at that point in time. And I went home, changed clothes into shorts and walking shoes and grabbed the flag off the front of my house and started walking down to the arch. And the arch being kind of the symbol of the gateway of St. Louis, of the nation, wanted to do something. I knew it was a long way, and I just took off.
How long is it, actually?
It's 21 miles, or approximately 21 miles.
Were you alone at that point?
I was, absolutely alone, except for my flag and people. One of the things that I experienced on that very first walk was the kindness of the people who saw me walking. I'm not even sure they knew. They just knew, here's this guy on 9/11 walking on Clayton Road with a flag over his shoulder. And I mean, people were waving, honking, saluting. You'd see gentlemen saluting the flag. And it wasn't me they were saluting. It was the flag they were saluting.
Well, how did it evolve from that point? I mean, obviously, you picked up a few along the way over the years.
Yes, I certainly have. And when my kids found out that I had done so, and by the way, nobody in the family knew I was doing this, I left a note on the kitchen counter for my wife that I was going down to the arch, and she saw the car in the garage and knew I wasn't driving, and so she had a cell phone. But when they found out about it, they said they wanted to do it with me the next year, and we wanted to, because I had committed that I was going to do it every year. So that grew, then they got some friends, their friends, and then they said, well, let's try to get other people to do it, and so that's how it progressed.
And at its peak, and maybe the peak had not been reached yet, at its peak, how many people were with you?
Well, answering your last question, or your intermediate question, is that I hope the peak hasn't happened. But so far on our 10th anniversary, which was a weekend, we had over 800 people walking with us. And it was marvelous to see that number of people, that number of flags walking down to the arch.
I did not see that group, but I just am trying to imagine that large group walking down city streets and perhaps impeding traffic or whatever. That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people, and it does cause a little bit of a problem. And lately, we've had a lot of firefighters active duty. I mean, they're working that day, and police that have given us an escort on the roads so that we can pass through intersections quicker and not cause any more disruption. But if you know Clayton and you know Clayton Road, our line one time was maybe four wide, five wide, and it went from Brentwood Boulevard all the way back to McKnight. That many people on the road walking at that one time.
Wow, that must have been quite a sight. Let's bring one of those people into the conversation. That would be Paul Carlock. He is from St. Charles. Paul, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Paul, how many times have you made that trek to the Arch?
This will be my 11th. So 2003, I joined for part of it. And then every year after and including 2004, I've done the whole 21 miles.
How did you get wind of it?
Well, it was actually a radio program similar to this one. It was 2003, and I was downtown on the footbridge by Forest Park Community College that was still up at that time. And I was holding a flag and just standing there kind of as a memorial for the rush hour traffic motorists to see. And I worked second shift back in those days. And so I was on my way home, and I heard Bo on the radio, and they discussed the march. And I said, well, that sounds perfect for me, and a perfect way to memorialize, but also to be with other people. And so I lived along the march route at that time. And so I ran home, changed clothes, and went out and met them. They were coming eastbound, and I walked westbound until I met up with them, and then walked as long as I could before I had to run home and change for work.
What specifically motivated you from the very beginning, Paul? I mean, a lot of people are certainly moved by the events of 9/11, but not everybody takes a flag out and stands along the highway or marches along the highway to commemorate the occasion.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If it's one word, it's patriotism, and I love this country. I was ever since I was 2 years old, I would carry around a flag in my hand. My dad would bring me a flag when he came home from work. So I just always loved the flag for some reason and grew to love this country as I learned more and more about it. And so I guess I kind of found a kindred spirit in Bo, and I thought, well, two of us doubles the size of the group. And and I just wanted to be there to encourage people, even if it was just for one moment, to stop and remember. And then like Bo said, it ends up being a lot more motivational for us and meaningful for us as walkers than we set out to be for the motorists that see us. And it just renews my hope for America, my spirit and our unity, despite all of the things we may see on the news about how we're divided. I feel unity in that moment. And it's just a chance to recognize, to memorialize the victims and never forget that, but to also celebrate the spirit that brought us back after that day and kept us together.
Now, we're going to have a little bit of fun at your expense on this somber anniversary as it approaches. Bo, back to you. We could call Paul Wrong Way Carlock, could we not?
We could. We absolutely could.
Explain that for me.
Well, we were on Clayton Road. I don't believe that we had gotten to Ballast yet. It was early in the walk, and all of a sudden I see this guy coming westbound on Clayton Road with a flag over his shoulder. And, you know, all of us, and I don't remember how many there were, weren't that many, and maybe 15 people, 12 people at that point in time, and just welcomed him with open arms, because our whole theory about this thing is join us at any time. You don't have to go the whole 21 miles. We've got buses that will bring you back. You can join us on that route. It's on our website. And here's our first example of it. And we're Americans. We don't all start from the same place, but we finish together. We absolutely will not move on without everybody in the group with us.
Paul, haven't you ever heard of a GPS?
Well, yes, I have. I will admit to being behind the times technologically, especially for people in my generation. But I ended up heading the right direction.
Yeah, you've more than compensated for that misstep, if I can put it that way. Again, congratulations for all that you've done. Bo, if you would, tell folks how they can get involved. You've kind of hinted at it, but if I want to get involved in this tomorrow, what do I do?
Well, if you'd like to walk the whole distance, you can meet us in the morning out at the Mike Duffy's restaurant at Clayton Road, right near 141. That's where we start. And we leave at 9:11 in the morning. We walk. It'll take us 7.5 to 8 hours to get down there, depending on how many people are with us. We stop maybe 5 or 6 times at different locations. That's also on the website. Tells you where those stops are. We provide water, Gatorade. We'll give away T-shirts until they're gone. We provide bananas. There's going to be a nice little snack from a provider this year. Jed Limousine provides the buses for the way back. On the way back, it really is a great experience. But you don't have to go the whole distance if you don't physically. We'd rather have you finish with us than start with us and not be able to do it. But people do everything, and we welcome all comers and when you get with us, you'll see that it is all comers.
We'll put a link to your website on our website so the folks can get involved in this. Just out of curiosity, on your first march downtown or walk downtown, how did you get back?
My wife and my aunt met me. My wife called me down, got in touch with me down near the Chase Park Plaza. I'd gotten that far, and she said, "I'll meet you. I'm coming down there. You're crazy, but I'm going to meet you." And so she got there, and she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm walking to commemorate the victims." And she said, "Well, get in the car. Well, I'll drive you down to the arch." I said, "No, you're missing the point here. I got to do this physically." And so she met me down there. I had a telephone, so she met me, and then she drove me home. So.
Aside from Paul's going the wrong way at one point, has there been any memorable moment you can think of on any of these marches?
Well, I think, Paul, we have number every year. We stop at a nursing home called Marie de Villa, and it's on Clayton Road. And it's very early in the march. And that's the only part of it we don't like, because they give us such an uplift. These are the greatest generation. And these people are out in the lawn, in their chairs, singing America the Beautiful as we walk by. And we go visit them. And every one of us breaks down, I think, a little bit. We'd like that to be later in the march, because it would give us an uplift when we're really tired. But it's a wonderful thing. That's every year. But I think the most memorable moment that I had on the 10th anniversary, a gentleman by the name of Rick Randall put all those flags on Art Hill to commemorate the victims. Each one was a member of the 2,996 victims. Each one had a name on it. He asked us to carry a flag of one of the people who had died in that year, either a first responder or a military person. And then we had a ceremony. We came down there, and then we walked in line up through those flags up to the top of that hill to present the flag to him. And that was, I think it was moving for people watching, and it was certainly moving for us.
I think that's one of the most memorable things I've ever seen in St. Louis, with the flags on Art Hill.
It's unbelievable, and he did a wonderful job.
Yeah. Well, you're all set to go? You got a new pair of tennis shoes or something?
I wear two different kinds of shoes, one for the first part and one for the second, so it's come down to a science.
Well, we're going to be looking for you and the gang as you march down to the arch tomorrow, Bo Drockelman. And Paul, thank you so much for being with us. You'll be there, of course.
Definitely. I thank you for your time, and I just want to say God bless America, and thank you to our troops.
Well, thank you for all of that, Paul Karlik. Thank you for being with us, Bo Drockelman. Thank you for being with us. Best of success tomorrow. And again, all the information about how people can get involved will be on our website at stlpublicradio.org.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for your time.
Best of luck to Bo Drockelman and Paul Karlik. When we come back, teaching 9/11, how do we bring home its significance to those too young to remember? This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.